All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up in Yeretz Hashem, in Ofs Chofchas, in Tzidkas HaTzadik. So remember, we left off yesterday. We just really began the Simin yesterday. So we were focusing yesterday on the Gemara that says, why do you need this Simin? Specifically focusing on, why do I need a Simin? Why do I need a sign for the last Mishmar, right? The last Mishmar, ultimately, again, The last Mishnah being the end of the night, beginning of the day. So why is it that I require a simen? That the Gemara says actually two simonim, that it's the time when the child begins to nurse, it's the time when Isha misaperes in Baila. Why do I need that? To which the Gemara answered, Leman digoni bebayis ofel. For one who's sleeping in a darkened home, that in the event that there's no light, and you can't therefore discern that the night is coming to an end and the day is beginning, for such a person you could tell that it's the end of the night, beginning of the day, through these different simonim. So remember again, the Reb Tzadik was pointing out that this is also a metaphor for someone who's dwelling in spiritual darkness, that sometimes a person is living in a darkened home, blackened out windows, that there's no light of Ruchnius, there's no light of the Ribono Shalom, there's no light of Kiddusha that is getting in. So we pick up again on page Sanich Zayin. So Reb Tzadik writes as follows. I'm actually going to look in the Biuri HaChasidus on the right hand column, right towards the bottom, the last four lines. Lo yodas man kabbalas omachushmaim emasai. Shelo yuchali his ore le kabbalah love es omachusi isbach. That sometimes a person is living in such a blackened house, sometimes a person is living in such a darkened house, that literally they can't see the time for their avodas Hashem. They can't go ahead and somehow figure out what they can't see how to connect with the Ribono Shel Olam. So what do you do in a situation like this? So I'll say, what does a person do? And I would venture to say, and this is really what Reb Tzadik is saying also, is we all have times, the Gani Bebeis Afel. We all have times when we feel like we're just living in a darkened home. But I don't feel, you know what I'll say? I think as we get older, we recognize that some of the most difficult chapters of life are not when I've committed an Avera. You know, at least when a person commits an Avera, so they know, I know what I've done wrong, and I know what I have to fix, right? I know what's broken, and I know what I have to address. Sometimes the most difficult moments in life is when you just feel like blah. When I feel nothing. I feel dead on the inside. There's no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no light that's coming into my soul. There's no light that's coming into my home. I just don't feel any level of connection. The house is dark. So what do you do in those circumstances? It says Reb Tzadik, listen to this. He said, so the itza for this person who's living in a darkened home, shekimo shebegashmius, kevan deshana shama tinok yonek mishteimo, v'isha misaparis in baylo, al yidei zeh yodea lahavchino lahakir. I'm on page Samich Vav, left hand column. So the same way, right, on a physical level. So when it's dark, but I hear the baby, I see the baby begin to nurse, or I hear the woman beginning to speak with her husband. Well, see, this is actually incredibly beautiful. Says Reb Tzadik, the metaphor of a baby nursing. Remember again, in order for the baby to nurse, obviously, the baby needs its mother. The baby needs someone else. Reb will say, sometimes the Eitzah, for when you are spiritually struggling, and again, remember, I want to point out, Reb Tzadik over here is not talking about somebody who's struggling with sin. We've spoken about that. We're talking about somebody who's just, I'm just like dead on the inside. I know that's a very strong term, but sometimes that's how we feel. Sometimes I'm not even doing anything wrong. I'm not actively sinning. I'm not struggling with chait. I'm living in a blackened out home. I'm just living in absolute darkness, personalistic, spiritual darkness. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, well, how do you know the darkness? How do you get out of the darkness? How do you know the darkness is coming to an end? when the baby nurses from its mother. So we're going to see a two-part lesson over here. The baby nursing from its mother, Rav Tzadik explains, means the baby can only nurse if there's someone else. Sometimes the way to come out of your life funk, right? Sometimes the way to go ahead and get yourself out of the darkened home is to be part of the tzibur. To be part of the tzibur. To be part of the collective. Just like the baby cannot remedy its hunger on its own, so too, again, a person sometimes cannot remedy his personalistic darkness on his own as well. Sometimes, Rabbi will say, in order to affect change in life, you have to become part of the tzibur. You have to become part of the collective. You have to become part of the group. You know, sometimes it's enticing to live life on the periphery, right? There's a lot to be said for living life kind of on the periphery and on your own. You can do what you want on your own schedule. You know, it's not always easy being part of the tzibur. It's been rumored that Klal Yisrael, we have a couple of difficult personalities. It's been rumored. I don't know if it's been confirmed. And again, sometimes that tzibur, I don't like this tzibur, I don't like that tzibur, I don't like the way they do this. So it's always easier to kind of disassociate and live life on your own, or just simply surround yourself with a select few group of people who match you in every single way. The problem, of course, is the power of Klal Yisrael is in the tzibur. The power of Klal Yisrael is in the collective. The power of Klal Yisrael is attaching yourself to a group that is larger and, yes, maybe a bit more diverse than you are accustomed to. But that's where you're yonik. That's where you're able to nurse from the collective power of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Reb Tzadik says, itza number one. Itza number one is if you find yourself trapped in the darkened home. Again, I'm not sinning. I just simply find myself just on a spiritual flat line. So how do you know? How do you get yourself out of the darkness? The child nursing from the mother. Become part of the tzibur. Become part of the collective. Attach yourself to Klal Yisrael. Shake off that desire to just go ahead and be a bit personalistically selfish and become part of the collective, become part of the tzibur. What's step two? He goes on. V'gam yitztarif b'hadei rashi ha'ido. Hamashpim hanim sholim l'shadayim hamanikim shol k'neses Yisrael. V'im gormim li'yichud kutshabrich u'shchinti hanim shol li'isha misaparesim b'ayla. So this is actually quite beautiful. He said that there's another metaphor. There's another metaphor for the nursing mother, as well as the mother, as well as the wife talking with her husband. He says, find a Rebbe. Attach yourself to great people. And Lav Dafka, Rebbe doesn't have to be one person. A lot of us have many different Rebbeim throughout life. But find yourself someone whom you could attach yourself to. Who you could ultimately, again, model yourself after. Who you could emulate. Who you could talk to. Who you could learn from. That's also the metaphor of nursing, right? Just like the baby derives nourishment ultimately from the mother, find someone in life whom you could derive nourishment from. And the Isha Misaperes in Baila, the wife talking with her husband. So in this metaphor, and Reb Tzadik has kind of said this before, the wife, the woman, is often representative of wisdom, counsel. So Isha Misaperes in Baila is a woman giving her husband wisdom early in the morning. Right? A good wife has wisdom at all hours. At all hours. So it's the wife giving wisdom to her husband in the morning. So we'll say, so the second lesson is, find yourself someone to ultimately who you could learn from, who you could grow from, who could nurse you with beautiful life wisdom. So we'll say, so therefore says Rav Tzadik, and this is really very beautiful. And he says, these are the two steps. If a person finds themselves bebayis, often a person finds themselves in a darkened home. The darkened home being representative of just a difficult chapter in life. But again, Abbas, I can't say enough. And I think, I know personally, I've begun to appreciate this lesson much more as I get older. Which is, when you're young, you think that like the darkest chapters of life and like the deepest valleys are like when you're struggling with sin. But the truth is, those aren't the deepest valleys. Because again, as I mentioned before, when I commit an Avera, when I'm struggling with sin, the good news is, I know exactly what I'm struggling with. I know what the problem is. I even know what the solution is. Now, I may not be able to implement the solution right now for a variety of different reasons, but there's no ambiguity. In other words, I know what the challenge is. I know technically what the resolution is. I just have to find the courage to do it. The most difficult chapters in life is that when, blesses, when Reb Tzadik is saying, you're dwelling in the dark home. I'm nothing. Not the honest way I say nothing. I don't feel anything. I'm kind of just blah about everything. There's no ruchnius. There's no inspiration. There's nothing happening in my life. I'm just kind of coasting around, enveloped in darkness. How do you come out of the darkness? So Reb Tzadik says two steps. Number one, tinok yonek mishtei imo, be part of the tzibur. Be part of the tzibur. Just like the baby can't nourish itself on its own, so a person can't nourish themselves spiritually, then I will say, you know, there is an esoteric power to the tzibur. When you come and you are part of the tzibur, when you come and you are part of the collective, there's a koach that you get without even realizing it. And step two, Isha Mesap Harris and Baila, or say metaphor of nursing, find someone in life to give you nourishment. Attach yourself to someone greater than yourself. Or multiple people, Lavdaf, go on. Learn from that person. Emulate that person. Choose someone who you think is a good role model for you. And allow yourself to take in the spiritual sustenance of that person. Two-pronged approach, says Reb Tzadik, ultimately to extracting ourselves from the bias of life. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We're not finished. The Reb Tzadik is going to continue with this concept tomorrow. So we'll continue with the Reb Tzadik tomorrow. Just go ahead and say.